You're listening to East Point Radio with me, Mark Lindsay. Great to have the pleasure of your company on a Monday morning. And at this time, on a Monday, it's always my pleasure to welcome guests onto the programme as part of our series...
Anglia.
In Focus.
Where we ask individuals and organisations to come onto the radio and to tell us about their various activities across the East Anglian region. Now, I'm hoping that on the line now is going to be Helen Hayes, who's the music coordinator of the First Light Festival CIC in Lowestoft. Very good morning to you, Helen. I'd like to talk about the festival itself, and it was a great success once again this year, wasn't it?
It certainly was. We are really pleased with the way things went this year. As you can imagine, it's a huge amount of work involved. We're only a small team, but it's very, very rewarding when we see everybody there on the beach on the day enjoying the festival. So, yes, thank you.
Yes, and it certainly was, as I say, a first-class festival with so many activities taking place there on the beach.
I know. I mean, I'm the music coordinator, so I organise music for the event. And we did get a lot of good feedback on the quality of the music on the main stage, and we had a lot of local musicians involved as well. Our ethos is to just bring high-quality music for people to enjoy in Lowestoft from a range of genres, so you never quite know what you're going to get. We try and mix it up. But yeah, it was really great. My only problem is that because I organise the music, I don't really get to see anything else at the festival. But yeah, there are lots of things going on. I guess something for everybody. And it is lovely to know that people have really taken part as well as just, you know, turning up to enjoy it. It's great. We love it.
Now, I know I've had a recent communication from you telling us all about the announced play break call out for you musicians from the Lowestoft and its surrounding area, and all those connected throughout the town to perform at next year's First Light Festival. It sounds like a huge operation to get it all organised.
Well, it is, you know, but it's very exciting. So basically, we're offering a slot on the main stage at the festival to a band who either lives, works, or performs regularly in Lowestoft. Someone who has strong connections to the local area. And we ran the call out for the first time last year, and we selected the band The Manifest, who did absolutely brilliantly. Although previously, every festival we have had a local band on the main stage. The first year in 2019 we had John Ward Band, and then of course we had Pandemic, which we don't talk about, but in 2022 we had the Coronation Kings. There is such high quality music in the local area and some fantastic musicians that we just want to showcase and, you know, sort of shine a light on our local talent. So it's an amazing opportunity to get to play on the big stage to such a huge audience with an event that's so highly publicised and gets you noticed. And The Manifest were offered a live session at BBC Introducing as well, you know, as part of what they did. They got picked up by them, and so yeah, really, really excited about it. And so, who will it be? I'm just hoping that we get some really great applications, and it's hard to choose, as you can imagine.
Now, I'm going to ask you in a few moments' time to give us some contact details for people wanting to find out more about the play break call out for musicians from Lowestoft and the surrounding areas. But I'd imagine this is a great, if you like, shop window for all the new talent across the area.
It is, because it's an opportunity for people to show us what they can do. We are asking for people who have original music to perform at the festival. So it's often hard for people who are writing their own music and performing to get that visibility and get themselves out there. So it is great. And as well as programming an act to perform on the main stage, we do look at who's applying and what they do and try and find slots across the festival for them. So it's not just about that one slot. It's just getting yourself on our radar and knowing that we are doing our very, very best to promote local music and give opportunities, not just at the festival as well, because, you know, we program all the music at East Point Pavilion throughout the year. And often I'm asked by other events and festivals to recommend local musicians. So it's a good thing to get yourself on our radar, get connected up with us, and then we are there working all the time to try and get opportunities for people.
Now, I'd imagine that There's all sorts of genres of music who are going to be represented, is that correct?
Absolutely, and we don't have any kind of restriction on that. We welcome applications from all genres of music. Bear in mind that we are a family festival, so we're not going to program inappropriate material, and we are thinking of our audience and what sort of music they're going to enjoy on the main stage on hopefully a sunny afternoon at the weekend. So, you know, we are looking for people that fit the bill. And we have a great panel that get together to make the selection. So it's not just me selecting. I can sort of create a short list from the people that we get applying, and then it goes to a panel. And we do put a lot of time and effort into making sure that we've got the right people. And it's a different person or act every year. So, you know, if you haven't been selected previously, please apply again, because, you know, only one person gets that main stage slot. So it might be your turn this time. We do mix it up.
Now, I'd imagine the people who are going to be coming along, they could be performing instrumentals or vocal compositions. Would that be correct?
Absolutely. And like you said, we get a range of genres. We get all sorts of things. So, you know, if you're an instrumentalist or if you're playing a different type of music, you know, it's not just about pop music. There's folk music, there's jazz, there's even classical music. So, you know, whatever you've got, show us. and we just want to showcase some high quality, exciting music from the local area.
It sounds certainly a wonderful event to be staged, of course, at next year's First Light Festival. I'd imagine all the preparation is well underway to get the festival all sorted out and organised already, isn't it?
Well, we are making steps to start organising things. You may know that this year we've been included in the Arts Council of England's National Portfolio Organisations. So that means that instead of, because previously, you know, we haven't known until sort of January or February whether we've got the funding to go ahead, but we now do have that 3-year funding, so we are able to make some plans ahead. But of course, there's all sorts of considerations to take into account, and our director, Genevieve Christie, who sort of is the overall person who sort of programs, comes up with the ideas and the themes, is working to create exciting partnerships for Lowestoft, bring exciting people to Lowestoft, and then I kind of take my instruction from her and do my best to sort of, you know, represent what the festival's about for that year, and to seek out sort of local musicians from all across the different genres to give them a showcase and a spotlight at the festival to celebrate what we have here and our community and our place.
It certainly is a wonderful community down there in the
it's fantastic.
Lowestoft area and the surrounding area. I've spent many, many enjoyable times down in Lowestoft and attending all sorts of events. Also, of course, the flying displays, the Lowestoft air show, which...
Yes, I used to enjoy those as well. You know, when my children were little, we used to trek off up there with a picnic every year and really enjoyed those as well. So it's lovely to see... another focus on the beach. Now, I think First Light Festival really does make the best of showcasing the beach and the surroundings, and as well as being a festival for local people to enjoy, it's kind of revitalised the aspect of tourism. You know, I meet people from all over the place. In fact, my brother was on holiday in Portugal in the summer and met some people who'd come over from Amsterdam to the First Light Festival.
Oh, brilliant.
So people are coming from far, far away because the word is spreading about what a great event it is.
It certainly is. Now, let's give out some contact information for people wanting to get involved with the Playbreak call-out for musicians from Lowestoft and its surrounding area. How can they best find out more information?
So the deadline for applications is the 3rd of November, so you've got time to get your application together. Just to give you a bit of pre-information, we do ask people to send us a video of them performing live. So if you haven't got a video of a proper gig and you can get something together, even if it's you in your front room, just showing us what you can do, it gives us an idea of what you can, you know, what you can do. And if you visit our website, which is www.firstlightlowestoft.com, and just click on the Get Involved button, you'll find the application form there that you can apply online. But if anybody would like any further information or have any questions that they'd like to ask, they can happily get in touch with me. And I'm helen@firstlightlowestoft.com.
That's great. Now, you mentioned Genevieve Christie there. Now, she's actually been on this programme a couple of times previously when she's been talking about the build-up to the First Light Festival. Now, the actual East Point Pavilion, what a great location that is to, if you like, focus many of the events on.
I know, it's fantastic, and we're lucky enough to have our office in the building. And it's a really lovely place to feel, you know, with all the glass, you're so close to the sea, and if the weather's not so good, you can still enjoy that sort of feeling of being at the seaside. And it's lovely to see all the local people coming in and enjoying the space. I'm sure you know that it is very accessible to disabled people, so the building is fully wheelchair accessible. We even have an award-winning toilet there called Changing Places, which has a hoist. All our staff are very friendly, and there are various events going on there throughout the year. And, of course, the venue is open in the day for people to go in and have something to eat and drink. So, if you check our website for further details on opening times and what's happening, that's all available as well.
Now, it is certainly a first-class venue, and after quite a few years when basically it was all very debatable if the First Light Festival was actually going to go into the pavilion itself, wasn't it?
Yes, I mean, it was a huge operation, I think, to get the building work all done and get the building reopened, because, you know, we got hit by the pandemic. But yes, Genevieve Christie is a force of nature, and she works so hard for the town. You know, she's doing all sorts of work behind the scenes to raise our profile, let people know about what's happening in Lowestoft, and she really is a great ambassador for the town. So I feel very proud to be part of the project. I've worked on it from the beginning, so I've worked on the project organising the music for all of the events, and it's very, very rewarding. Hard work, as you can imagine, but it's great to be a part of it.
I'm sure it is. Now, I know you get involved with the local theatres in the area as well, don't you? Tell us a bit about that.
Oh, well, I work part-time at the First Light Festival, and the rest of the time I run a music for wellbeing project, which is called Swell Music. So I've trained to work with people living with dementia, neurological conditions. I run a project for young autistic musicians, and I'm a singing for lung health practitioner. So I work across East Suffolk, really, but the work I do in Lowestoft is all based at the Seagull Theatre, and I also programme their Sunday afternoon accessible concerts as well. And what's nice is that they've also been made an NPO, National Portfolio Organisation, and, you know, with First Light, we work in partnership with other organisations, and it's lovely that there's so much joined-up thinking and people working together to bring about change in the town. And it really is gathering momentum now, as you know, from everything that's happening. And it's a great place to be. I wouldn't want to be anywhere else.
I really don't know, Helen, how you have so much time to devote to so many different organisations and involvements. It must be very rewarding, I would think.
It is very rewarding. But, of course, you know, other aspects of life sometimes suffer because of my commitment to the work. But actually, doing this type of work, it's a very sociable activity, and you make friends. You know, I've made some fantastic friends through the First Light Festival, including the people at the Seagull. That's how I got to know them, through First Light. And you just feel like it's such a rewarding way to get involved in the community and be part of things. So it doesn't feel like work a lot of the time, but, you know, it's a passion rather than a job for me.
I'm sure it is. Now, can we once again give out the information with respect to people wanting to find out more about the Playbreak call-out for musicians from Lowestoft and the surrounding areas for the First Light Festival?
Of course we can. So go to our website, which is www.firstlightlowestoft.com. Click on the Get Involved tab, and there you will find all the information for Playbreak, and it will allow you to apply right there. There's an online form. But if you do have any questions or need any further help, please contact me. It's helen@firstlightlowestoft.com.
That's great, Helen.
Go ahead. Don't be shy. Show us what you've got. And as I said, we are doing our best to offer opportunities to local musicians. So we're here to do what we can.
It certainly sounds like, to use that term, opportunity knocks for all for all the musicians in the area. And I'm sure a wonderful time is going to be had by all. Now, the First Light Festival next year, have we got the dates?
We have got the dates, and I think, off the top of my head, I'm making sure I get the right date. The 22nd and 23rd of June, I think it will be, she says. So that's the date for the festival next year. Of course, if you're applying as well, please make sure that you're available on those days
yes.
as well. Because obviously sometimes people apply and then we go back to them and they say, oh, I can't do that day. So the midsummer weekend, which is the whole reason for the festival, is that, you know, we're the most easterly town in the UK. And so we get the first light at dawn on the longest day of the year. So it's very based about that time. That's what our purpose is, or one of our purposes.
It certainly sounds as though it's going to be a very, very interesting and enjoyable time, the First Light Festival in Lowestoft, as Helen was saying, next year. Helen, can I thank you for joining us here on East Point Radio today and to tell us so much about the Playbreak call-out for musicians from Lowestoft and the surrounding areas?
That's an absolute pleasure, and we're hoping to launch our New Dawn call-out for young musicians in the new year as well. So if you'd like me to come back and talk about that, I'd be very happy to. And hopefully we'll get to meet each other at the festival next year. You'll have to say hello. It'd be nice to put a face to your voice.
Okay, well, I look forward to that. I look forward to that. And I'm sure I will be certainly in Lowestoft for the First Light Festival. I really do enjoy it. And whenever I've been, as I say, down into Lowestoft, it's always a very enjoyable time down there.
Well, it's the people that make the place, isn't it? It's such a friendly community, and we are very welcoming. So very much look forward to seeing you and everyone next year at the festival.
Thank you very much, Helen, for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
There, we've been talking to Helen Hayes, who's the music coordinator for the First Light Festival CIC. And we look forward to the festival once again next year. Fantastic event in 2023, and I'm sure it's going to be equal, certainly, in enjoyment in 2024.